AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A shootout in Central Texas has killed at least 9 people. AP correspondent Dave Warren has more.
Police in Waco, Texas have confirmed that 9 people have been killed as a result of this shooting involving rival biker gangs at a restaurant. This occurred shortly after noon Central Time.
It happened near a busy Waco marketplace along Interstate 35 that draws a large lunchtime crowd. Amtrak says it will be able to restore full operations along the busy Northeast Corridor early Monday morning following last Tuesday's deadly derailment in Philadelphia.
Amtrak says repairs have been made with passenger safety in mind and complete compliance with federal regulators who'd ordered the railroad to expand a speed control system near the crash site for southbound trains to northbound ones. Amtrak was also ordered to look at all curves for safety and to increase speed limit signs. Meanwhile, investigators are trying to determine the reason for the train's acceleration and sorting through conflicting reports about an object striking its windshield. Julie Walker, New York.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's against House-passed legislation on NSA bulk phone surveillance.
I don't want us to go dark, in effect, and I'm afraid that the House-passed bill will basically be the end of the program, and we'll not be able to have yet another tool that we need to combat this terrorist threat.
He was on ABC's This Week talking about the legislation. Yemeni security officials and witnesses have said that Saudi-led coalition airstrikes targeting Shiite rebels have resumed in the southern port city of Aden. That's after the end of a 5-day humanitarian ceasefire in the region. This is AP Radio News. Sunday's mass in St. Peter's Square was historic. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield explains why.
Pope Francis has canonized 2 nuns from what was then the 19th century Palestine. These are the first saints from the Holy Land since the early years of Christianity.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and an estimated 2,000 pilgrims from the region, some waving Palestinian flags, were on hand for the canonization. The Billboard Music Awards are tonight in Las Vegas. The hosts are Ludacris and model Chrissy Teigen. Mariah Carey is set to perform. Kanye West will close out the 3-hour show. Taylor Swift is the lead nominee with 14, including Top Artist, Top Billboard 200 Album, and Top Hot 100 for Shake It Off. British singer Sam Smith follows with 13 nominations. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.